A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Chaf Hei, Shavuos 25a, pagination is 49. We're going to start from the Gemara. You'll see Gimel Mem 10 lines up from the wide lines. Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. Chomer Binadarim Miba Shavuos. The cases of vows are more strict than the cases of oaths. Chomer b'shavuos mi b'nedarim. The cases of oaths have situations that are more serious than the cases of vows. Now, for our purposes in typical conversation, vows and oaths and vows, it's a commitment of some sort. But there is a technical difference as to how a vow works and how an oath works. The neder, the vow, is regarding something. You are assuring this thing upon yourself. So a person can make a vow regarding all chairs of the world that he will not benefit from chairs for the next 5 hours. He's not allowed to sit down on a chair for the next 5 hours because of that statement. An oath is upon himself. He's not forbidding the chair in this example. He would, if he was making an oath, he would make an oath regarding himself that he will not sit down. Much more direct on his behavior. The Gemara will explain, I'll just overview it before we do the text, that there's a stringency, an ability to be effective, each of these types of commitments that does not exist by the other one, and that's because it's dynamically working differently. For example, if a person were to proceed to forbid a mitzvah upon himself, if he were to do it through a neder, a vow, regarding something, in the case of a sukkah, for example, he would forbid all the sukkahs of the world upon himself. This would be a violation now for him to walk into a sukkah. And indeed, he would be able to forbid himself in the ability to do the mitzvah because there are no sukkahs available to him anymore. Because the neder, the vow, is regarding something. And that thing, the sukkah, he was able to forbid. The flip case, by shavua, an oath, which is on himself, he would never be able to do. You can't aser a mitzvah upon yourself. You already made a commitment to do the mitzvah, as we say, mushba va'omed me har Sinai. You already made an oath by har Sinai that you're going to do the mitzvah, and therefore you can't aser the mitzvah upon your behavior. So in this case, the neder vow is going to be more effective because he's able to forbid the sukkah, whereas by the shavua oath, which is upon himself, he would never be able to forbid the mitzvah. A different case will show how neder vow is weaker. A neder vow has to be regarding something. You can't make the neder vow in the abstract. If a person wanted to forbid himself from sleeping, the neder vow would never work because sleep is not a thing. It can't be an ein bo mamish, a thing that has no tangible aspect to it, that it's just a word, an abstract concept. Whereas a shavua oath would certainly work. He could make a commitment upon himself to forbid himself from sleeping. A behavior definitely could be governed by a shavua, by the oath, because it's upon himself. Let's see how the Gemara explains it. Chomer b'nedarim, there's a stringency regarding vows. Sha'nedarim cholim al dvar mitzvah. It's possible for a neder to take effect regarding a mitzvah because he forbids the objects, which eliminate the hechitimtza, the ability for him to do the mitzvah. Chomer b'shavuos, the flip side would be that there's an ability for a shavua, an oath, to take effect in a case that a neder could never do so. Sha'shavuos cholos al davar she'ein bo mamish, because an oath can take effect on something that has no tangible presence, and that's because it's taking effect on him not to do the behavior. He doesn't need it, as a neder would be, to take effect on the behavior, which it can't do because there's nothing here for it to take effect on. He's making a commitment that he won't do that behavior. And such a thing, indeed, could take effect. These halachas, this contrast, is presented in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Simen Resh Tes Vav. The Mechaber writes, Nedarim cholim al dvar mitzvah. A neder, a vow, could take effect regarding a mitzvah, because as we explained, he's making the vow regarding the object of the mitzvah. Our case was to forbid the sukkah. He might forbid all matzah of the world. The result is that he can't do the mitzvah, but he didn't directly say, I won't do the mitzvah, because that wouldn't work. That would be a shavua, and that wouldn't work, because he already made a commitment to do the mitzvah. The Taz explains, Hata'am, the reason, the neder, when you're dealing with a vow, Kevan shehu oser ha-chefetz alav, he's forbidding the object. Sha'omer konam yeshiva sukkah alai, he's saying, I forbid the sukkah upon me. Eino keneder levatel mitzvah, that's not forbidding himself to do a mitzvah. It just results that he can't do the mitzvah. Sharei lo kibul al atzmo klum, he didn't contradict his obligation to do the mitzvah. Ela osar ha-chefetz alav, he forbade the object, which would be the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Eima achilum la'adam davar ha'asur lo, you can't feed a person something that's forbidden to him. He has a mitzvah. There is no object in the world to enable him to do the mitzvah. He's stuck. He can't do the mitzvah. Avos shavua, the case of shavua, of oath, that's upon him. Oser atzmo milasos hadavar, he's forbidding himself from doing it. Falav kol kimine lafkia atzmo mechiyuv mitzvah, he has no ability to undermine his obligation to do a mitzvah. As we're saying, he can forbid all the things so that it's no longer possible for him to do it, but he can't undermine his personal obligation. He already said, I will do mitzvahs, and now he's going to say, I won't do mitzvahs. That shavua doesn't work. And that's why we have this difference between a neder and a shavua. In Simen Resh Lamed Tes Se'if Gimel, we have the flip case where shavua, the oath, is more powerful. Shavua chola al davar she'ein bo mamish. The shavua, the oath, which is upon him, is able to take effect even on abstract commitments. Kigon shenishba shelo yishon o shelo yedaber. If he would make this oath that he's not going to sleep or not going to speak, so that's not a neder, that's not a thing that he's forbidding, that's an abstract concept, it's a behavior, and indeed, upon himself, he can accept an abstract concept that he's not going to do that thing, even though there's no thing to forbid, which is what you would need if it was a neder, a vow. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.